Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi. Covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad, along with Joel Coleman of the Starkville Daily News, give you an inside look at the Bulldogs on the field, the court, and the diamond. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Joel T. Coleman.
Woo.
Here with you on a Tuesday morning. We are glad to be with you here. Appreciate everybody tuning in at supertalk.fm or wherever it is you're getting podcasts from. We thank everybody who's listening in, especially our great servicemen and women out there taking care of us across the world, and of course our medical personnel taking care of us here at home. We do appreciate you. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House, who want to remind you that just because you're quarantined doesn't mean you have to be decaffeinated. Is that what we went with?
I think that was what was given to us on the Twitters, but I think I like better. You don't have to be quarantined without caffeine.
All right,
I think I like that. That's not a Joel. That's a you. You've said that already before, but
yeah,
I think I like that better. It just kind of flows better.
I'm just trying new things out all the time.
Yeah, that's what the quarantine's all about, is just trying new things, seeing what sticks.
Smoked a turkey the other day. First time I'd done that.
Here it went well.
It went well.
You know who I heard it from? You, about 5 minutes ago.
I just talked about it. We were sitting here talking about it. One thing you can do well anytime is go to Strange Brew Coffee House and get the drink of choice. That might be the Albino Squirrel. Might just be a delicious blueberry cobbler coffee. Might be one of their other incredible creations. They have so many. More. If I listed them all, it would take up the whole show.
Technically, I don't know if you could, because I think there's an option on the menu. It's like create your own. Two flavor latte or something.
Well, now we're getting into math.
Then you could just go
like,
wild.
It's like how many ways can you do your hash browns and waffle
house? Yeah.
So, go over by on Highway 12 over to the drive through, or go by the walk up window over on University Drive and check them out at Strange Brew Coffee House. Don't forget, you can make money by shopping at College Corner right now. How do you do that? Very simple. You go to collegecornerstore.com. In the search bar, you put gift card. You're going to get 30% off any gift card purchase. So you buy a $100 gift card, you're spending $70. You just made $30. All right? Step one, go to collegecornerstore.com. Step two, search for gift card and buy a gift card. Step three, profit.
Let's see if we can do the math quickly here.
Okay.
it's gonna get ugly quick, folks.
Oh, all right, here we go.
Let's say that a Mississippi State polo would originally cost $50.
Okay. So now,
let's say $40.
$40.
Because that's easier to do 25%.
So we're going to buy a $40 gift card at College Corner.
Yes.
But it's 30% off, so that would be 12 bucks off. So that's a $28 gift card.
Close enough.
I know that I'm right.
Okay.
Wait, well, 10% of 40 is 4.
Yes. Yes.
So times 3 would be 12.
Let's continue.
All right. So we've got we spent $28 to get a $40 gift card. The polo is regularly $40, but now it's 25% off. So that's $10.50 off. So it's going to be $29.50. You still need $1.50 to buy the polo.
I'm not sure that any of what you just said was mathematically
100%
right,
but I'm correct.
Perhaps it was.
I know that I'm
because
right.
And here's why I'm
right,
off.
Again.
Because I was going to go a different direction. But you know what? Bottom line is, folks,
you're making money. Profit.
Why would you not?
CollegeCornerStore.com. Man. Search for gift cards. Search for baseball to get 25% off of those items. Search for gift cards to get a 30% off on any gift card purchase.
25% off of 40 is 10.
So not 10.50?
No.
It's 25%. So 20% off.
So 25% is a fourth. So if it's 40, a fourth off of 40 is 10.
So it'd be 30 bucks.
Yes.
All right, I was close. That's 50 cents off.
I thought you were off.
50 cents.
You were off. You weren't right.
I'm off two quarters.
But where you were right is you can make money. Math's hard, folks.
It's thunder and lightning, not, Socrates and Plato over here, for God's sakes. Advantage Business Systems are smarter than both Joel and I. They've been doing business in this state for over 45 years, helping out local businesses get the office technology needs that they have to keep their business going. And right now, they're offering specials to help your remote workers get the business devices they've got to have in those home office setups. They'll set up a virtual meeting for you to consult with any business technology needs in this new working landscape. Make it easy on yourself. Work with Advantage Business Systems. They'll take care of everything else. All you've got to do is call them today, 844-833-6245, or visit them online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems helps your business do business.
Congratulations, by the way, because 30% off of 40 is 12.
I knew that.
Yeah, you nailed that one, which was actually the hard one of the two. The harder one.
Yeah, I'm just saying. All right. So this is what we're going to do today. We have not really talked much about what's really going on out there in the world today. We haven't. And, you know, that's by design, to be honest. I sort of wanted this to be a little bit of an escape. But we need to talk about it a little bit because, and we're not near any drop-dead dates. We're not near, oh gosh, if this something doesn't change by now, it's never going to come back. I'm going to throw some dates out to you, Joel, some things that are going to happen in the near future.
Okay.
I'm going to discuss whether or not they actually are going to happen on time. Will they be rescheduled, postponed, or are they just not going to happen at all?
Okay, May 9th, my wedding anniversary.
That's going to happen.
You're darn right.
Man, it has no choice but to happen. Nothing special has to occur. It is if the sun rises that day, you will have your wedding anniversary. How many years?
11.
11 years.
11 years.
You're still young kids. You've got three of them on the way.
You're darn right.
Two in and one on the way.
May 2nd.
Is
it would actually be the 17 year anniversary of our first date.
Well, there you go.
So lots of
boy, I don't like you right now
because I remember those days.
Why are you making life harder for everybody else?
Couple things here.
Yeah.
When it comes to that,
mm-hmm.
One of my wife's actually was an anniversary gift a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
It has all these dates on it. It has our first date. It has the date that we were engaged on. So as I sit in my living room, this is hanging on the wall. I see it every day.
Yeah.
So
okay.
There's some things that I won't forget.
Okay.
First date anniversary.
Yeah.
The day we got engaged. The
if you give me a minute,
the
I
wedding
can
anniversary
the day I got engaged.
And our birthday, everybody's birthdays, because I see it literally every day.
I would have
it hangs
to,
on
I would,
my wall.
I would need a minute to tell you when I got engaged, but I can do it. Hold on.
Good pod.
It is. Great. I got engaged on November 24th, 2001. I had to look it up. 2 days after the Egg Bowl. That's what I knew.
I got engaged on the night the tornado ripped through the Georgia Dome.
There you go. See? Sports makes everything better.
Literally, as chaos was ensuing in Atlanta.
Where was the first date, by the way, real quick?
Where was the first date?
Yeah, where'd y'all go? Didn't you tell us this?
Let's see, the first date.
You at the Abner's or something?
No, that was second date.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a big spender on the first date. I think I went to Applebee's, actually.
Woo!
So, you know.
I remember when Applebee's opened in Starkville, and it was, got somewhere to take a date.
Yeah.
You know, because Harvey's, if I take a girl to Harvey's, I mean, you know, that's a big investment. That's all I'm saying. You all right over there?
Yeah, my key's falling out of my pocket.
All right, then. First thing up. SEC Media Days, middle of July. I think it starts July 12th or 13th. Is that going to happen on time in Atlanta?
I don't think you and I will be there.
Okay.
That's my guess. I could see them doing something for TV.
Okay.
Like, I could see them doing something Zoomish.
Mm-hmm.
I could see them doing something NFL draftish.
Okay.
Because it is a made
so
for
one of
the, to me the SEC Media Day is a made for TV event anyway.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
And so I could
it's
see
sort
them,
of made for radio too, because you have so many shows
yeah.
there, and you get all those people on your show.
I could see them doing something, and we're just spitballing here.
No, no, this is
total speculation.
Yeah, everything we say is speculation.
I could see the event happening, without us actually being present in Atlanta. If that makes sense.
That'll hurt for my purposes for Sports Talk Mississippi.
Yeah.
Because we get so many interviews. And, you know, is it going to be one of those things like, look, on this day, you need to have your people available to do interviews over the phone or however they want to do it with whoever. You know, if they make that work, then it's not a huge loss, you know. The only thing I'm going to lose is that steak dinner that Richard Cross still owes me. I'll get that. I will get that eventually, though. I tend to agree with you, just because think about it like this. Are they really going to put 400 of us in a room?
Well, I look at it like this. Everybody hadn't done this yet, but Ole Miss has said on their campus, and I think some other schools have done this, nothing's happening there until August 1, right?
Right.
So I can't imagine they're going to let student athletes and whoever go to SEC Media Days in July when they're not even letting these kids on their campus until like August 1.
They could get away with it. They could get away with it because they're not telling them to be at practice. They're not telling them to go do anything that hurts them. They're just telling them, hey, we need you to hear this. And you know, most of the players are going to be like, yeah, because they want to have that moment in the sun. I think, yeah. I think they'd be okay with that.
I mean,
but to me, the biggest thing is this. You're talking about having rooms full of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you can't spread the people out enough unless you're going to do this, you know, on the floor. I might be giving Greg Sankey an idea if he's listening. Do it on, like, the floor of the Mercedes-Benz dome.
Yeah.
And that way you can, like, everybody sort of has their own desk.
Well, I will say that is a humongous room there at the College Football Hall of Fame that this is.
It's big, but it's not big enough to put 400 people in 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
The floor of the stadium might be.
Yeah.
That would be interesting if they would consider doing that. But even then, I mean, it's just.
I don't see this thing happening the way it always happens.
No.
I don't see this being a.
No question.
Dog and pony show where all of us are crammed into a room and somebody takes a podium and we're all there. And I don't think it. I could see the event happening. But happening, like I said, NFL draftish kind of way, a made for TV kind of way, and hopefully for our purposes, you know, we still get some kind of availability, whether it's Zoom or something like that. I mean, that's just my early guess, and I think if it's not Zoom or something like that, my guess would be it doesn't happen at all in July.
Something's going to happen. There's going to be some sort of way to get the coaches in front of a podium and some of the players in front of the podium. And there's going to have to be some sort of unwritten agreements with everybody in the conference. Like, hey, you know, we that day you got to carve out some time to talk to these radio shows as well. The stuff that you would normally do, you're just gonna have to do it from the privacy of your own home.
And I mean, some of this could be really easily done because quite frankly, SEC Media Days has always been an event that, for me, I get more out of the. For us local media, we usually get several minutes with the head coach before any of this circus starts. Like, we go to this hotel suite or somewhere, and just the local guys and gals get time with
right.
the head coach. You could do that from a Zoom meeting.
Yeah,
could you easily know, for do us, it. You know, put Leach. Just give Leach to the local guys on one Zoom, and you know maybe he has another Zoom with some of the national heavy hitters.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
something.
And
like
then,
that.
Like I said, just carve out some sort of time for him to talk with me and Richard, and to talk to you know, I don't like bringing up competition, but talk to Bo Bounds and talk to some of the other you know three man front the people who he would normally talk to, you know, because after they do the stuff in the room, they come down to Radio Row and they talk to whoever they're going to talk to there. Set that up.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's going to work. I think there's going to be some form of SEC Media Days that matches what we saw.
Maybe Greg Sankey needs to call Thunder and Lightning because I think we just presented some good ideas here. Personally.
It's not wrong.
It's going to be one of the, if they end up doing it, a lot of folks can watch that.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the NFL draft.
It's going to be
one of the most watched, probably the most watched SEC Media Days in history.
All right. Then you said August 1st, they're talking about allowing people back to campus, something like that.
I don't think Mississippi State has said that.
They haven't said anything for sure. Does fall camp begin on time? Which I think would have started probably, let's just say the first week. Does fall camp start the first week of August?
Let me ask you a question first before I answer that.
Sure.
If fall camp starts on August 1, or the first week of August, does the season start on time?
Well, that's sort of like where I was going to go. If you said no, I was going to be like, okay, so then you don't think.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think the season is going to start on time.
I don't either.
I think even if it starts on August 1st, they need to give them a couple extra weeks.
Was it Mullen today that said something? Hey, kind of sounded like Mullen when I started talking with that. Was it Mullen today that said something about
he's hopeful.
Needs 6 weeks
or
something?
He said he was more hopeful than optimistic.
Yeah, and I think he's had quote where
I think the same
he would thing. Ideally like at least 6 weeks or something like that.
So why not do this? Everybody's screwed up, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people this is going to mess with the most are hotels around the world, around the nation, because you're going to have to change some dates around. That's fine, though. And all that needs to be, the easiest way to do that is, like, look, we know you had a room booked for September 5th. There's no game that weekend. The first game is October 3rd. We're going to move your reservation to there, and so on and so forth. And everybody, just look at the schedule and move their reservations accordingly.
All right, so let me ask you this. Do you feel like if the season gets backed up, do you feel like they back the season up? Or do you feel like you just pick up at whatever point in the schedule you would have been at? So, like, say, State may open the season against, I don't know who they play in week four or the first week of October or whoever it is.
Alabama.
Okay, could you see a scenario where State just picks up the schedule there, and that's Arkansas, the first game of the year, and then you put what you missed on the back end?
So
kind of do so a
the 2001. Egg Bowl's almost in the middle of the season.
Yeah, so kind of like 2001, you know, State ended the year playing BYU because that game got axed by 9/11.
I would do it differently.
Happen? Well, I think
they should start the season with the regular, because everybody's off. It's not like State's the only team. It's not like, you think about like 9/11. The way that worked out, there were some teams that weren't scheduled to play, and it was just all sort of messed up. I would do it where we're going to start the regular season on October, whatever. And that's week one, and whoever you're playing in week one is everybody has the same issues. Nobody is like, well, we're playing. No, it doesn't matter. And that way you get the full camp, you know, through. You could start mid-August. This is the other thing. This gives you more room to work with. So now you're talking about like maybe starting like mid-August. You got all of September. It's a little cooler, too. It's a little cooler. It's not a lot cooler, but it's a little. And then you start first weekend of October.
What I would like to know, and I don't know the answer to this. Perhaps you would, although I suspect you won't, but you might.
I probably don't.
I wonder how far in advance travel and hotels and that sort of stuff gets done. Like, has any of that legwork been done? Because I would say that if the answer to that question is yes, and for the upcoming football season, all these teams have already put in the legwork and the paperwork and everything that has to be done to get these teams and these staffs in the cities they're supposed to be.
Right.
If all that's already been done, I feel like it's easier to just chop off September and put the games you would have played in September, put them in like December, because in that juncture, all those games in the middle that you've already planned for, they stay put, and you don't have to plan anything other than those three that we just stuck at the end.
Well, I mean, that's one way of looking at it. The other way is, you know, people who are the SEC championship game is going to have to be moved. No matter what you
something's got to change.
Whatever decision you make, there's going to be some inconvenience.
Yes.
So, to me, the easiest way to do it, since everybody is going to be starting then on that first weekend, is just to do it that way. And the hotels are just going to have to come up and be smart. Otherwise, they're going to lose a ton of business and be like, well, just cancel my reservation.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to stay with you again. But it's just, okay, you had weekends, you know, this, and this. Those weekends are now this, and this. And the same thing with the team. All right, we knew you were coming in on, you know, State was going to Raleigh on the 12th.
12th, yep.
Wherever they're staying. Look, we knew you were coming on the 12th, but we know that game is now on October the 10th. We will move your block of rooms to that day.
Yeah.
The airlines, everybody's going to have to work together. Now, will they do that? I don't know. But if you want to be the company that has bad publicity because you're not willing to make changes that everybody else is making, that's on you. You're the ones who will lose business.
Yeah.
So my thought, and Michael Borky said this today. Let's give a date. This is the official thunder and lightning date. We're saying it's going to happen, that the first Saturday of college football will be October the 3rd. All right, let's move on over and talk to you about our friends over at Welcome Home Beef, who, you know, right now, I mean, the weather is so nice. I grilled out on Saturday.
It's become a Saturday tradition for you, hasn't it?
It has. Well, not always on the grill. Sometimes I just like to cook, but regardless, if you want to cook and you want to eat some delicious USDA prime beef, then Welcome Home Beef for the people you want to talk to. Call them today at 662-418-2021, or just go by their location at University Drive, and once you place your order, they'll be happy to bring it out to the car for you. You don't even have to get out. You can go to their Facebook page, too, and order from there, facebook.com/welcomehomebeef. They got everything you're looking for right now. Ribeye, filet, strip steaks, porterhouses, T-bones. You want to get a big pot roast and let it cook for a few hours, melt in your mouth, You want to put some burgers on the grill this weekend, do it with the best possible beef you can buy. You can do it all at Welcome Home Beef. Again, that number is 662-418-2021. Joel T., what happens? What do we know for sure about Welcome Home Beef?
Well, we may not know for sure which guys will be stars in the NFL, but we know for sure that at Welcome Home Beef, no matter what you get, it just tastes good.
Take it back. Mississippi State versus New Mexico on October the 1st, Thursday night.
That'd be a Thursday night, that's right.
Now, if that works out the way we're talking, that will be the highest rated college football game in the history of the sport.
Mississippi State versus New Mexico.
It will outdo every national championship game that they're ever played. People will be dying for college football at that point.
I don't disagree.
How many people were The Last Dance getting? 6-7 million viewers? That's how many you're going to get from Mississippi State. That will be the hottest ticket in Starkville since the Auburn game.
You're probably right.
The Junction will be packed.
The only thing that I would say to that is we don't know for sure if there would be any kind of government-type restrictions where you're going to have to save a seat between each person kind of thing.
That's true, but I think by October, May, June.
6 months away.
6 months away. I feel like we're going to be as back to normal as we can possibly get at that point. 6 months, 180 days. You know, you've gone through the summer where I'm not even trying to be like a conspiracy theory kind of guy. I'm not talking about drinking bleach or anything. But during the summer, stuff like this tends to fade out because it's just so damned hot. So, I mean, I think we're going to – maybe I'm just a stupid optimist. I don't know.
I am too.
But I think that we are going to have a full stadium of people on October the 3rd or whenever when Mississippi State plays New Mexico.
I think that the season will start then, but I could see there being still some kind of regulations in place, whether it's a mask, whether it's some kind of social distancing, like you cannot sell the entire allotment of tickets. I think there will be some kind of regulation still in place by then.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
We'll see.
But here's the bottom line, and I think you and I are in agreement on this. I'm at a point where I'm at 100%. There's going to be a football season.
Well, I know there's going to be a football season one way or the other. And there's going to be it's going to involve fans one way or the other because there's just too much money
to not do it.
All right, never mind that the TV contracts and everything else that you would lose. Starkville will become, and no offense to your hometown, but it will become Ackerman. All the local restaurants will close. All that'll be left are your chain restaurants, your McDonald's and Pizza Huts and stuff like that. All of your little shops that y'all love to shop at, L.A. Green and Deep South Pout, and gone.
Ackerman would probably love to have a McDonald's or a Pizza Hut, by the way.
Y'all don't have a McDonald's in there, Ackerman?
You got,
what do you got?
Got Bumpers.
We
got Sunny Smokehouse, which, by the way, outstanding.
I've heard it's good. I know one thing
you got
down
place.
There. Got Pabst Place.
They don't rob you, they just fill your belly.
There's not a McDonald's?
No.
Really?
There's a Mexican restaurant.
Everybody's got a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, I'm probably missing some here too. I mean,
there's no fast food chain restaurant in
Subway.
Ackerman. Subway.
Yes, there is a Subway.
Well, that's what we're talking about here, though. Like, the place will just dry up. If Starkville has to go the whole year with no more sports, it's over. You know, Restaurant Tyler, the Veranda, they can't handle that. So, all right, so let's say we're right about it.
But State doesn't get to make that call, though.
State doesn't get to make that call. But the SEC and the country understands what's going to happen.
Could you see the Power Five here saying, we don't care what the rest of you guys do, we're playing football?
Well, I mean, we talked about that on Sports Talk, but yes and no, because I can see the Pac-12 saying, no, we're not going to play.
Yeah.
And the Big Ten and the SEC saying, no, we're going to go.
Yeah, I guess I'm wondering if this is where, if this coronavirus might have sped up the process to their being to the Power Five being, you know, kind of breaking away and being their own thing.
The little schools are going to want to play too because they need
more so.
Tulane needs to come to Mississippi State to get their check. So does New Mexico. Southern Miss needs to go play all those schools they're playing to get their money. That's how they operate. So college football is going to happen.
Yeah.
The only way it's not going to happen is if somehow the virus takes off in an unimaginable way. We're talking about, like, you know, whatever we're at right now, triple the death rate in a month. Then, and they have to, like, actually lock down the country.
Well, it goes back to, I think we were saying this a month and a half ago. If there's no football, we got bigger issues than there's no football.
Exactly. Yeah. But football's, like, on the bottom at that point. What happens with basketball? Do they still start the season in November if college football is only a month in? Do they try, you know, start conference play when there might still be, you know, regular season college football going on?
I kind of think if you push football back a month, push basketball back a month.
So start back.
That's my first instinct.
The problem with your theory is this. You're starting it in the middle of December when it would be Christmas break.
Yeah.
I don't think that's it. Then you're talking about maybe starting. You could see the thing with football is this. People are talking about playing spring football. You can't play and have the season end in like May and then turn around and play again in September. It's just not possible. The human body needs to heal. That's what the off season is for. Basketball, you could do that. You could start basketball in February, play through May, and then it's no skin off anybody's back to play again in November. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think you may see that kind of with the NBA because I could see them still doing some kind of something.
The NBA is going to try to finish out this season.
Yeah, and then,
next year, they might start at Christmas. And that's what they need to do anyway. They don't need to. Why are they trying to go up against the NFL?
Yeah.
Start at Christmas. What about baseball? I think baseball is okay. Because it doesn't really matter when you start basketball and baseball. They can work each other out. Basketball's only 2 days a week. And same with women's, 2 days a week. You know, the day we have a parking issue at the hump, because it's basketball and baseball, will be the first time in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really, I guess you could push baseball back a little, but then you're talking about playing the College World Series in late July, and then, like, you're almost to the other athletic year, even. Yeah. So, I don't think you can push baseball back that much.
And plus, I mean, it was hot in Omaha, but playing in July, you're almost not safe. I mean, not that they don't play baseball in the pros in July, but I'm just saying, it's just, it would be not as great an experience for the fans, if nothing else. But, you know, I don't know. I don't think baseball is going to get touched. I think baseball will start middle of February next in 2021. So your official Thunder and Lightning optimism calendar says October 3rd for football. What did we say for basketball? Starting mid-January? Basically when school starts back, when the spring semester starts, start college basketball. And then you're playing middle of January through
first weekend of May.
May Madness. Come on.
Lightning over here is kind of thinking that for basketball, if football's kicking, like if football's going, that they'll just try and play basketball on schedule.
Now, that might be some scheduling issues with that, but we'll see.
Football is what they got to fit in above all else.
Yeah, at the end of the day, they don't care about the other things.
Everything else, they'll finagle it around that.
And I agree.
But bottom line, I continue to grow more and more optimistic.
I do. Will there be a December signing period?
How can you?
I don't think they're going to cancel it. They'll just go to February. And the thing is, though, that it works out okay. You're not going to have as much dead period as you did before. It used to be the season ended at the end of November, and then you had to wait all the way to February. Now it's going to be the season's going to end probably like the second or third weekend of January.
And a couple weeks later.
And then 2 weeks later, you know. And so everybody get your visits in, you know, and you're good. They might push signing day back like a week or two.
Yeah.
You know, whenever the college football season ends, you've got 1 month to take your visits.
I guess to fully answer this question, is there going to be an early signing day, you would need to know when does this, I guess, indefinite, I don't know, is this considered a dead period?
Like, right
is that,
now?
Is that the, I, well, I know that nobody can come to campus and you can't go see
I think
them.
You're allowed to call
on
the phone. The thing, people always get dead period and they mix it up a little bit. Dead period doesn't mean there's no communication.
Yeah.
It means that there's no face-to-face contact. Well, there's no face. I guess by that definition, it's a dead period because nobody's meeting with anybody.
I guess what I'm saying is whenever – I would like to know when these kids can take visits to campus again.
Yeah.
Because if that starts August 1 something like that, I could see them still doing an early signing period. Right. If they have basically 4 or 5 months to get to your campus and look at it.
What's going
to
be interesting for State is that for years – most of the recruiting has been done in the camps, and now you don't have them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like right now, I think State has 7 commitments. Normally, in the summer, they would pick up 10 to 12.
Yeah, that big dog and then top dog camp used to be. I wonder what Leach would have called it.
I don't know.
Guess we won't know.
We won't find out this year. But that was the that's where State has always done it's the bulk of its recruiting. So, you know, how will that change things around? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to find out. All right. Hope we gave you a little optimism today. I feel like I'm in agreement. And you know, guys know me, right? I've made a brand of being pessimistic.
Being the black cloud of the beat.
But I feel of the beat?
The
I
mean, black cloud of the beat.
We're all a bunch of bozos anyway.
if you're Bozo, I guess I'm Cookie. Did you ever watch Bozo?
Yeah. I used to, the game.
Grand prize game.
That was the most nerve-wracking, like, 5 minutes of television ever. When they get to, like, 8 or 9, you're like, oh, for God's sakes. You'd see it hit the rim and come out like, no!
Was there that many? I thought there was just 6. I thought there was just 6 buckets.
I thought there were like 10, weren't there?
I thought it was 6, man. And I think the reason I thought it was 6, at Chuck E. Cheese in Jackson, they had the grand prize game.
Let me see
and
here.
I'm pretty sure there were 6 buckets.
Here's a picture. Was it?
Isn't it 6?
1, 2, 3. There was 6!
Yeah!
Man, I would have swore there were a lot more.
Hey!
God.
You're darn right, I'm a bozo. I know how many cups... buckets there
maybe
are in the grand prize game.
Then. Yeah, we should switch this around. So. All right. Guys, have a great Tuesday. Tomorrow, just a normal, old-fashioned ask-whatever-you-like edition of the Rumblings. No
literally
pressure.
Whatever you like. You want sports? Ask sports. You want food? Ask food. You want video games? Ask video games. You want love advice? Ask love advice. The floor is yours.
It's all you.
The world
is your oyster.
Is your oyster.
Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Joel T. Coleman, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.